Welcome to A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Now, there are types and anti-types in the Bible. Now, what are we talking about? The dictionary defines an anti-type as a person or a thing or an idea that has been represented by an earlier type or symbol, such as New Testament events and New Testament persons that have been prefigured in the Old Testament. This is one of the values of the Old Testament study. We find the types in the Old Testament, we find the antitypes in the New. And our study today concerns one of the types in the Old Testament and the New Testament antitype. We want to study the salvation of Noah. Not only shall we be impressed with the inseparable tie between the Old and New Testaments, but we shall see illustrated for us our own salvation. Now, our text is found in 1 Peter chapter 3, where Peter wrote, "Which sometime were disobedient when once the longsuffering of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was a-preparing, wherein few, that is, eight souls, were saved by water. The like figure whereunto even baptism doth also now save us, not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ." Now, you'll notice the term, the like figure. That simply means an anti-type. The salvation of Noah is a type of our salvation. And in some sense, we are to regard baptism as saving us. Baptism is the anti-type of the type. You know, it's rather strange to hear some preachers say that baptism has nothing in the world to do with salvation. And here the Apostle Peter says baptism doth now also save us. Well, we just don't understand what some people want to preach. Now, we not understand that the power of salvation is in the physical element of water, to be sure. Nor do we understand that we're saved by works of our own merit when we're baptized. That's not what the Bible teaches, and we don't teach that. God alone has the power to save, and we are saved by the blood of Christ. The water into which we are commanded to be immersed has no magical ability to wash away our sins. Nobody has ever taught that. It is not some kind of holy water that has special power, any more than the waters of the Jordan River had special power to heal Naaman of his leprosy. And Naaman was commanded to dip 7 times into that river in order to be healed. But the water didn't have any special power, and he didn't come forth from that river praising the river. He came forth praising God, but he had to go and dip himself 7 times in the river in order to be healed. Now, we understand baptism is the means used by God in his plan as a condition and as an act of obedience that one must obey in order for God to save. It is significant that where and whenever baptism and salvation are mentioned in the same text, when they're mentioned together, listen, friend, and you can check this with your own Bible, baptism always comes before the blessing of salvation. Now, some teach salvation first and baptism afterwards. That's just opposite of what the Bible teaches. I just don't understand why men won't accept what the Bible says and the order of the Word of God. Now, the Scripture says Noah was saved by water. Yes, that's what it says. Was he saved by water without faith? No, it doesn't imply that at all. The answer is in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 7, "By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house. Never does the Bible teach that we're saved by faith alone, or by repentance alone, or by baptism alone, or by grace alone, or any other such thing alone. These things are in combination in God's plan of saving. Now we read that Noah was saved by water. When was Noah saved? The record of Noah preparing the ark is found in Genesis chapter 6, and we call that to our hearer's attention. It records how God made a revelation to Noah of the coming destruction of the wicked world, and Noah believed what God told him. Now, was Noah saved from that flood the moment he heard God's word? Why, certainly not. He didn't even fully understand the word of God at that time. God told him, however, what to do and how to do it. He gave him instructions concerning the ark and how to build it. He told him what material to use. He told him about the window and the door and the dimensions and the number of stories, the pitching it with pitch, and all the rest. He even instructed him about the animals that would be taken into the ark. God told Noah all about these things. But the scripture then records, "Thus did Noah. According to all that God commanded him, so did he." Now, friend, Noah heard the word of God. He believed the word of God. He obeyed the word of God. Nobody can set that aside. That's the exact order in which we find here in the Bible. Now, did his doing what God said do earn for him his salvation from the flood? No, it didn't earn him anything. Did he merit salvation because he did these things? No. Was it necessary for him to do them as God had instructed? Why, most certainly. Why, a friend, without obedience, he would not have been spared. He heard, he believed, he obeyed what God said, and that's how he was preserved. We would not be reading about him if he had simply heard and believed and never obeyed. He would have failed to take advantage of the grace that God bestowed upon him, offering him salvation and the way to be saved. And let it be stressed just here that Noah was not saved the moment he heard the word. Noah was not saved the moment he believed the word. Some contend that we're saved the moment we believe. But Noah's salvation was a type of our salvation. Noah was not saved the moment he believed, and neither are we. You see, the Bible says Noah was saved by water. The water lifted the ark above the destruction of the flood to the saving of Noah and his family, Genesis 7 and 17. Peter says that baptism is the antitype of Noah's salvation in the ark by water. He says it's in like figure. Now, from what are we saved? Well, the Christian is not saved from persecution. Paul says all those that live godly shall suffer persecution. He's not saved from disease. He's not saved from physical death. We're not saved from pain and sorrow that accompanies all of man in this life. The early Christians endured such things. We're not saved at the point of baptism into the final eternal heaven. But Peter says baptism also doth now save us. The salvation at baptism is a present salvation. It's not salvation yet in heaven. There is a salvation presently enjoyed. Eternal salvation is dependent upon one's faithfulness, Revelation 2 and verse 10. Peter refers to the same salvation as he preached on the day of Pentecost, and that's the forgiveness, the remission of sins. The same salvation that Jesus mentioned when he said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." He's saved from his sins. Now, Peter asserts here an explanation that baptism is not the putting away of the filth of the flesh. It's not simply taking a bath. Why would he even mention that? The only reason he would have to mention it is because of the possibility that some would confuse immersion in water as simply bathing. If baptism was just dropping a few drops of water on the head, it would have been necessary for Peter to make the distinction between baptism and bathing. Peter's comment shows that baptism is immersion. Now, Peter further explains that baptism is an honest, sincere response of the heart to the call of God. God calls us by the gospel, 2 Thessalonians 2:14. And, as would be expected, God wants an answer. We answer to God by being obedient to the commands of God. And we do this by, with an honest conscience, with a proper motive and intent of serving God. Listen to me, friend. Peter said baptism doth now also save us. Peter either told a lie or he told the truth. Which do you think he said? Baptism either saves or it doesn't. Peter says it saves. Some other clergymen say it doesn't. But we suggest that people pay more attention to the Apostle Peter, what he said about baptism rather than what men have to say. Peter does not call baptism a symbol of our salvation. Oh, it's a symbol, all right. It's a symbol of the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ, a symbol of that truth that saves, 1 Corinthians 15:1-4. The salvation of Noah was a temporal salvation, but our salvation is a spiritual, eternal salvation if we be faithful in the Lord. But can't you see what Noah did? He heard God's word, he believed God's word, he obeyed God's word. That's the picture for us to understand. I once saw an article in the Baptist and Reflector that said of Galatians 3:27, where it says that baptism doth now also save us. The commentary said in this magazine, this is one way we enter into Christ. Well, I wrote him twice, I wrote the editor once. I said, where do we read of some other way of entering into Christ? I never heard a word from any of them. And if any of our listeners know of where we enter into Christ some other way than baptism, we would appreciate hearing about it. There's no other step that takes one from out of Christ into Christ than that which is taught in Romans 6 and Galatians 3. We are baptized into Christ, and that's where salvation is, 2 Timothy 2:10. Friend, if men would simply take what the Bible says and bury their denominational dogmas, we would have unity and peace in the religious world. The account of salvation of Noah is given to us not to just tell about Noah, not just to tell about the preservation of the human race through Noah. It was not simply written as an interesting story of the Bible. It's to teach us how we are saved. Here's an Old Testament illustration of the way that God saves man through Christ. The record is God's forethought of instruction for those of us living even now. And the question that we ought to be asking ourselves is this: have we obeyed the Lord's command in baptism for the remission of sins? This is the way man has to be saved. This is the way God has provided. And there is no other way than the Lord's way. Can't we simply do what the Lord has taught? This is A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.